victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's not enough just to have confidence. You've got to maintain the confidence. Day after day and week after week. Confidence is another word for faith. You've seen it numerous times already. Look it up in the Greek. You'll see sometimes translated. Same word. But confidence, he said, requires patience. He said, for yet a little while, and he that will come shall come, will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. Not just get out of trouble by faith, but every day. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Why would you draw back? Fear and no confidence. Keep reading. But we are not of them who draw back. Is that you? I'm not of them. If you're not drawing back, what are you doing? I'm stepping out. I'm moving forward. Not cowering in the shadows, but stepping out into the light and receiving. Not hiding, but coming boldly to the throne of grace to get help and mercy. We're not of them that draw back unto perdition or destruction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now faith is what we're going to live by, he said. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The Young's literal translation says, faith is of things hoped for, a confidence. Of matters not seen, a conviction. And this is the most accurate that I've been able to find. Study it out for yourself. These two words are the proper definition of faith. What is faith? Confidence. And what else? Conviction. Confidence of what is hoped for or what is expected. Why would you be expecting something that you got no reason in the world to expect to happen? Because you got confidence in something He told you. Why would you be sure that heaven is real and you've never been there? Sure that angels are real. Sure that healing power is real. Sure that the gifts of the Spirit are real. Faith is the conviction of what is not seen. Even though we don't see it, we are convinced. It's real. How many are convinced? You're not trying to be convinced. You're convinced. Heaven is real. God's sitting on the throne right now. Jesus is at His right hand of majesty on high. And He's gone to prepare a place for me and you. He's a working on our place. You know, there are a number of people that have testimonies about going to heaven and coming back. Paul talked about it himself in the Scripture. And some of them you wonder about, and some of them sound right to me. But you don't want to put too much stock in a story like that, because it's not what the Scripture said. It's their experience. But one fellow I remember talking about this, he said he got caught up and he saw his place. You know, when Brother Jesse was here, he said he saw. He said he knew where Brother Hagin lived. He said he didn't see his house, but he knew where he lived. He said it was where the prophets lived. And he said every place was a block mansion. A mansion that covered a block. Hey! Somebody says, that sounds strange. Well, it's because somewhere or another, we got this idea of little white houses with columns in the front right beside each other down the street. Where'd you get that? He didn't say, in my father's house are many condos. Did he? Many duplexes. Come on, help me out. What did he say? Many single family dwellings. Now, mansions. And if you look up the word, one of the words attached to that is the word manor, M-A-N-O-R, which means, English word, which means landed estate. And the reason I bring it up, because that's what this guy said. He said the Lord showed him his place. And he said, man, he said, I had real estate. He said, I had a lake in the back. It backed up to a mountain. And everything he looked at, he went, that's just what I always. And that's just. And he said, the Lord smiled and said, I know what each of my children like. And I custom build each of their abodes. Do you believe it? Has to be that way. Custom build. We're talking about Jesus. Custom building. Does he know what you like?
Yes.
He knows things that you never realized you liked. How are we going to get there? By faith. So we better get back to this right here, right? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, our confidence. And the evidence of things or the conviction of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. Now he goes on throughout verse after verse. He gave us a definition of faith, but here he's given us now examples of faith. And faith is so big and so multi-sided, many-splendored that just because you quote verse 1, that doesn't mean you know all there is to know about faith. And we're seeing it manifested and walked and lived in all these different people. And it's the same. How many of we got the same faith they had? And have. These people are alive and well in that place we were talking about. We'll soon meet them. Do you realize you'll soon have the opportunity to meet everybody whose name is in this? Abel. Oh, man. It's Abel. Noah. Oh, can I talk to you, man? Noah. Of course, you'll have plenty of time. I reckon nobody will say, I don't have time. Won't that be refreshing? Yeah. These people are all alive and well. And they each are in this book because they walked by faith. And they did it, they lived by faith, but there are specific outstanding instances that this chapter records. Now, one thing you'll see is that it's not always said in every word, every verse, but they had to overcome fear to do what they did. They had to overcome timidity. Remember the scripture that led up to this? We're not of them that draw back. Could Noah have done something different than what he did? Would there have been temptation not to build the ark and endure all the persecution and go through everything that he did? He's the perfect example of not receiving the shame. Isn't he? They railed at him. They called him old fool. You know, they said all kind of stuff for years. But he didn't receive it. Did he? He just kept on a building. Didn't he? Tell me why he did it. He had faith. How did he do it? By faith. Did he have confidence that what God told him was going to happen was going to happen?
Yes.
He believed that. And so he prepared. The Bible talks about Abraham. Could Abraham have been afraid about going out where he didn't know he was going? Could fear have gripped him and said, man, you're going to leave everything you've established here and you don't even know where you're going? What if you get out there and get lost? What if you get out there and somebody robs you? What if you get out there and this? What if you get out there? You understand, the devil's the same then as he is now. And bringing thoughts of fear. Did he have to overcome fear? Did at some point he have to lay it aside and said, no, no, the Lord told me. So no what ifs. No what abouts. Sarah. Skip on down. Abraham, when he offered up Isaac, could fear have tried to get in with him? Oh, concerning his son being sacrificed? Did he have to overcome fear? Could fear have prevented him? Fear of losing his boy, could it have prevented him from obeying God? Oh, you know he had to deal with it. Didn't he? And Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph. Now skip down to verse 23. And it specifically says it in these verses. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months. Somebody say 3 months. Of his parents. Because they saw he was a proper child. Now that's a little bit vague to us in the King James, but we'll read other scriptures that talk about it. And they were what? They were what? Not afraid of the king's commandment. How were they not afraid? What helped them to not be afraid? Faith. Faith enabled them to overcome their fear of the king's commandment. Now, hold your place and go back to Exodus 1. Exodus 1. The Pharaoh had, in verse 15 and 16, he told the Egyptian midwives, the Hebrew midwives, that when they saw a male baby, they were to kill it. And these women feared God and reverenced Him and wouldn't do it. And the Bible said God gave them houses. That means He gave them husbands and families and children of their own. How many of whatever you sow is what you're going to reap? They sowed these families' children to them, and God gave them families of their own.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Not Afraid, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1108E. That's R1108E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.